Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Last Sunday, we look at the reasons for church plant, and we were able to identify 14 reasons. And there are many more reasons for church planting. But we look at just 14. And this morning, I want to move a little further to chapter 1 on page 5. If you don't have the material, just indicate the ushers will attend to you. Ushers, please kindly attend to many hands that I'm seeing, so many hands. Dynamic church planting. Like I said last Sunday, the principles we are sharing, they are tested principles that works anywhere in the world because they are biblical principles and the Word of God works everywhere. Where I'm coming from, God has enabled us using these principles to plant 67 churches under 20 years of existence. And by the grace of God, we have shared this thought within and outside Nigeria, and it has worked. And I believe it will work here also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dynamic church planting. When we talk about dynamic church planting, what do we mean? Let's do some definitions. The word dynamic itself means lively, active, energetic, vibrant, forceful, full of life. So the kind of churches that I want to plant, they are not come and die churches. They are to be what type of churches? Vibrant churches. Churches that can stand the test of time. When we are talking about the church, we are talking about the ecclesia. The called out ones, those who have been called out of darkness into Christ's marvelous light. So in our church planting endeavors, like we said also last Sunday, we are not going out to sheep steal, to sheep steal from other churches, but we are going after the lost sheep of God, those who have not given their lives to Christ before. Want to see how they can encounter Christ, and we bring them together under one umbrella of the family of God. To plant has to do with placing something in a specified position firmly or forcefully. The forceful dimension has to do with the fact that the spiritual contention that goes with your planting. There are places that the enemy will not want a church to be located. And they will fight tooth and nail for you not to come there. So we're going to trust God to do that to His glory. What is church planting itself? We define church planting as a deliberate effort by a local church to start a new church in an area so led by the Holy Spirit. It's a deliberate effort. It's not something that was done accidentally. Not something that happened as a result of breakaway. It's a deliberate effort by a local church to start a new church in an area that they have been led to by the Holy Spirit. And that is why we are being deliberate about what we are doing with respect to church planting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Continue to pray along for the leadership of the church as we perfect the areas, the locations that we are trusting God to lead us. If you have scanned through the documents in the appendix, you will see some of the areas we have already surveyed. But we are open to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Those of us who are in church on Wednesday when we are sharing about the call to Macedonia, we are open to the area in the heart of God. If where we are penned down is not what God is saying, we know He will take us to where He has ordained. Hallelujah. 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 That definition we add has several implications. I've mentioned some of them. One, that want to plant dynamic churches that are lively, vibrant, and full of life. Two, soul winning church planting, not sheep stealing. To plant a church that will be strong and can stand the test of time. We want to depend on the Holy Spirit for guidance. And we are ready to go to anywhere that He leads us. What are the models of church planting? There are so many models of church planting. And we just want to look at five of them. The first one is the traditional model with a nucleus of believers, page 6. I'm on page 6 now of the material. The traditional model with what? A nucleus of believers. And that is the model we use in starting the Lekki Church. We said, how many of our brethren are in Lekki? Or how many are in Ikoyi that would like to join the brethren over there to form another congregation? Is that not so? So we started that church with a nucleus of believers from Ikoyi Baptist Church. That's one model. The second model, which is similar to this, is traditional model without a nucleus of believers. Usually, this type of model is used where you cannot take members of Ikoyi Baptist Church to go and start a new church because of distance. For instance, we are planning to start some churches in Barakot, in Bayelsa. We cannot ask you now to move to Bayelsa, except maybe they have transferred you to Bayelsa and you are working there. So this implies that we are starting that church from the scratch. Without knowing anybody from Adam, we go after unbelievers, get them converted under God, and form them into a new church. Praise the Lord. These two models have their advantages and disadvantages. I always prefer starting a church from the scratch. That would be my preference, majorly because of the advantages that it has over the old ones. One of the disadvantages of starting a church with nucleus of believers is that most of the people that you picked from the mother church to go and start a new church end up most of the time a problem to the new church. When you ask them to come back home, they won't want to come back home. At the same time, the new pastor, they will not allow him to operate well. Each time you want to operate, they will say, this is not the way we do it in Ikoyi Baptist Church. Every church is unique. Every local church is what? Is unique, and every local church must be allowed to have its own DNA. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Reason why we are doing what we are doing is to bring all of us to the same page in our church planting operation as the church, and to correct some of the errors of the past. For instance, one of the errors of the past in IBC that has affected our church planting work is the thought that every daughter church we start must be like what? Answer me now, must be like what? We want to replicate. I've heard that word several times. We want to replicate Ikoyi Baptist Church in Lekki. We want to replicate Ikoyi Baptist Church in Maitama. And those churches, they have grown up with teeth in their mouth and they are not biting. So we have overgrown babies. That you have a church of 10-year-old, 12-year-old, that has not given birth to a child, and now they are owing without being organized. Where did we get that from? It's not scriptural. Every church is unique. You cannot give birth to a baby and expect your baby to be like you in toto. It will take some of your DNA and all that. But as the child is growing up, that child should be allowed to live his own life and fulfill his own purpose and existence. Amen. So let's allow Lekki to be Lekki Baptist Church. And let's allow Maitama Baptist Church to be what? To be Maitama Baptist Church. They are completely different. Amen. 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 No. We have the special project model. In this model, you go to a community and identify a need. Usually, this is done on the mission field. Maybe their problem is water. You drip boreholes and you tie that to church planting. I know current number of people use this model. We have current number of people who come from outside the country every year to dribble for communities in the north and plant churches side by side. There's a pioneer evangelism model, and this has to do with using the oikos. Oikos means house fellowship, to start a new church. Using the oikos. And I said, this house fellowship in Egbeda is already large enough. Let's start a church using that house fellowship. And I know that in our thoughts some years ago, one of the reasons why we decided to start the cell system in the church from history is that those cell units will eventually metamorphose to new churches. The fifth model is the dynamic model. And what makes it dynamic is that sometimes it's a combination of all the four models that we have talked about earlier, combination of all or some of it. And what determines which model you use is the context. Praise the Lord. The context will inform the model that you will use. It's my earnest prayer that the Lord will help us greatly. Media, can you give us the next slide that talks about the features of the dynamic model? It is flexible, it's Bible-based, Holy Spirit-inspired, based on simple faith and obedience, contextually relevant, combination of some or all of the model of church planting. It has exciting and lasting results. And the last point there, enables us to plant multiple churches at a time For me, that's one of the beauty of the dynamic model. Amen. It enables a congregation to plant more than one church at a time. Usually what we do in most of our church planting exercise is that we start a church per weekend. We go on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the new church is inaugurated. And God helping us using this model, the Lord will be helping us to plant multiple churches on a weekend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some years back, when we started the church planting journey way back, I remember we came back from the church planting exercise and we are evaluating how we fared. We were able to plant between October and December that year 5 churches. And we're trying to evaluate areas we did well, areas we didn't do well, how can we improve, you know, in the future. And in my own evaluation and praying, I heard the Lord say to me, "Son, you wasted my money. You wasted God's people's precious time. That what you did in 2.5 months, you could have done it on a weekend." And I said, "Lord, how can we plant 5 churches on a weekend?" And the Lord showed me the strategy. And we have used that strategy to plant 12 churches on a weekend, 6 churches on a weekend, 4 churches on a weekend. The same energy, the same prayer you will pray for one church is what you will pray for 10 churches, for 12 churches. And the Lord said, "When you get to the church, I will show you what to do." And I go to the church, he showed me what to do. And we have been doing that. If I would follow that strategy now, I can tell you that the 10 churches that I want to plant this year, we can comfortably do it on a weekend without shaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many rows do we have now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rows. I consider this as 1 row. 9 row. Now going to the gallery. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 14. 15. So we can plant 15 churches on a weekend. So what we just do is that we come to church on a Sunday. All of you on this row, you are going to Nasarawa State to give back to a church for us. Those of you on this row, you are going to Cross River State to give us a church. If you are not going, give us money. Okay? Those of us on this row, you will go to Benue State to plant the church for us. Those of us on the so that's at the church, we divide ourselves. Everybody go to your various location for that week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you are coming back to church at the end of the inauguration on Sunday afternoon from your various location. Where you have to travel out of Port Harcourt, you come back on Monday and you come and give us results, not report. There's difference between what? Results and what? And report. Even though in your report, you give report, that report must contain what? If you give us ordinary results, nobody's going to take that from us, from you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is report? "Pastor, we went to where you asked us to go. Rain did not allow us to walk. Area boys disturbed us. We couldn't do anything, and we are back. And you collected our money. You used our bus, burned our fuel. You are coming back home with what? With report. No to report. We want result. Result is, Pastor, rain fell, cold, and dark. Bad boys will not allow us to do anything. But despite all of this, we were able to plant the church. 100 souls were won to the kingdom of God. 50 people decided to join the new church. See their picture. You have come with what? With results. Hallelujah. 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 So it works. Very simple strategy, but it works. And it will work for us. In Jesus' name. Let's go to chapter 2. Remember, if you have questions, take note of your questions. Even though our time today is running fast. Demystifying church planting. Demystifying church planting. Can we read from John chapter 4? Brother, can you give us that first slide that talks about the keynote sentence before we jump to demystifying? I don't know how many of us can read this. If you can you read together with me? Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before some of us went to the seminary, we are discouraged by most of the things we hear people say. They say, don't go to seminary. Oh, seminary is cemetery. If you go there, you'll fire, everything will die. But I've come to tell you that seminary is not cemetery. Seminary is a place, if you are open to God and open to what God wants to do through the professors, God can encounter you and set your life on course. I went to the seminary, and my job planting journey started actually in a seminary class. Just a statement from the mouth of the professor. I've not recovered from that statement today. What was it that he said? Every pastor must have a church planting eye. When the professor made that statement, it was as if something hit my spirit. And before I graduated from the seminary, under God, I listed specific instructions God wants me to carry out as a pastor anywhere I find myself. So when people say you're a church planter, I say I'm not a church planter, I'm a pastor. But it's the responsibility of every local church pastor to do what? To lead the congregation to do what? To reproduce themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If every pastor must have a church planting eye, by implication, every local church must also have what? A church planting eye. Church planting goggle. What does that say? What it means that anywhere you go to, the question that must be uppermost in your heart is, can we start a church here? They invite you for burial in Elisha. Like some of us travel to Elisha on Saturday. You're not just going for burial. With your church planting goggle, you're asking yourself, can we start another church here? They invite you for wedding. The question uppermost in your heart is, can I start a church here? You got a job and they post you to Dubai. The question that is going on in your heart is, can we start a church here? Anywhere you move to, you start a church. Church members are relocating. After working and serving meritoriously in Lagos, they say we are returning back home. As we are sending them forth as a church, with our church planting eye, we are saying, as these brethren are going, can't we start a church where they are relocating to? We had this couple. Husband was a naval officer, the wife was a soldier, and they retired and they were returning back to their state. Eventually, they decided to settle in Nassau State. And as they were being commissioned in the church, we are telling them, we are coming after you to come and start some churches in Nassau State. And that's why today we have about 6 churches in Nassau State doing well to the glory of God. As I came to Ikoyi Baptist Church, I met some members of those churches in Nassau State who are now members of Ikoyi Baptist Church. That's part of the beauty of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we all must have church planting what? Church planting eyes. If we are not all having that eye, there will be a problem. You know what? When people are saying, let's go, let's go. Others are saying, no, I'm not going anywhere. I've not seen anything. All of us must have the church planting eyes. But from that keynote statement, Jesus said, say not ye. There are certain things that people are saying in the day of Christ that was not allowing them to be committed to missions. And the number of things that people say today in the Ikoyi Baptist Church, perhaps, where most of our Baptist churches, the reason why we are not committed to church planting are some of the things that have constrained our orientation, and they must be changed. I wish under God that our eyes are really, really open. We will have conquered the world for Christ as a denomination. But because of myopia, spiritual short-sightedness, we have wasted so many opportunities. But I'm praying that the Lord help us to recover our lost ground in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we want to demystify church planting. And why do we want to demystify church planting? Many churches are afraid of church planting. Many pastors are afraid of church planting. Once you mention church planting, they are so afraid and they are wondering, how shall it be? How can we do it? I hope, even as I said, we're going to plant 10 churches this year. Some of us are now already wondering in our heart, how will it be? You don't need to be afraid. Just do your part, and God will do his own part. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amongst others, the falling of some of the lies of the devil that many churches have unconsciously believed. Number one, you hear them say, we don't have money. We don't have what? We don't have money. So because of that, we cannot do what? We cannot plant new churches. Let me say up front that church planting does not start with money. In church planting, money is not number one. Money is not number two. Money is not number three. Money is not number four. Money is not number five. Money is number last. What is the first thing in church planting? What is the first thing in church planting? The church planting goggle. Church planting eye, vision, 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 vision. If you can see it, you will get it. Anytime money is put as the first in church planting, I'm telling you, it will die a natural death. I was part of a conference planning committee when Rivers Conference was to multiply into 3 conferences some years ago. The conference president gathered some of us pastors and said, brethren, we need to plant this number of churches if we are going to multiply successfully. And we start that meeting, very beautiful meeting, you know, planning and going on. And the conference president said, brethren, God has helped us with this meeting. Let's close. Let's have a word of prayer and close and go home. After beautiful deliberation, somebody else said, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. I have a question. And what was the question? He said, we have done every other thing, but we did not estimate how much it will cost to plant each of these churches. As he was talking, the Holy Spirit said to me, son, this is the end of discussion. You know, there's a card they call end of discussion. Said, this is the end of discussion. And I'm telling you, under God, we never had a second meeting after that meeting. You know what closed it? Cost. Church planting does not start with money. It starts with what? Vision. Vision of lost souls. And I've been involved in church planting. I've gone to see, this morning we read in our devotional reading in Sunday school, when Jesus was telling the disciples that as you go out, don't even carry what? Don't carry a purse. But go to the lost sheep of Israel. I've seen places we have gone to plant churches. We just enter the community. They give us land free of charge. Give us a place to start church free of charge. People you don't know. What if we had remained and we had blamed grammar over cost? How much will it cost? God moves in mysterious ways the wonders to perform. It's not that we are not going to need money, but it's not the number one thing. Amen. Amen. So some churches are saying we don't have money. And as I'm talking about all this one, I want us to be marking our script. Ikoyi Baptist Church will be marking our script. So for Ikoyi Baptist Church, we don't have money. Yes or no? We have money. Answer me now. If you bind me, it will not work. I lose myself in the name of Jesus. You know, once you begin to talk about money to Baptist people, they say, I bind that pastor. I refuse to be banned in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. No. Do we have money to plant churches? Some people are not saying yes. So, do we have money to plant churches? We have money to plant churches by the grace of God. And we will continue to have. God has blessed us, but He will bless us the more. Hallelujah. Some say it is too expensive. Why do you want to spend that amount of money on church planting? It's too much. It's a waste. And the question you need to ask yourself is, how much does it cost Christ to save you? How much did Jesus expend to redeem us? With the price of our redemption will have been too costly that God will say, I cannot pay it. God gave His one and only Son who shed His blood for us on the cross at Calvary. If we travel as far as Bauchi or Taraba or Adamawa State, and by the grace of God, we're going to Adamawa State to plant a church. By the grace of God, somebody has given us a property in Adamawa State to come and use to start a church in Adamawa State. By the grace of God, we are going to Madagascar. We are going to Cameroon. As we begin to talk about church planting, you see, that's the way God works. Anywhere you see people wanting to respond to Him, He begins to bring the call to Macedonia. Just within this short time, I'm already receiving letters from the All African Baptist Fellowship. Please come and help us start churches in Madagascar. Come to Cameroon. And by the grace of God, we will respond to all the call to Macedonia. Hallelujah. 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 While we are deliberating on that, I've not even shared with any other person other than, I think, Reverend Babalola. When somebody walked up to me and said, Pastor, whenever you want to go outside the country to start churches, I have some money set aside I want to give to that work. Can you see God already touching hearts? Some members of the church here are already paying money into church account, even before we start the church planting seminar in March, April. From March, they're already doing that. That is God at work. Amen. Amen. See, some say we lack people. We like to do church planting, Pastor, but we lack people. How many are we that we're going to be involved in church planting? Can you look at the church this morning? Ikoyi Baptist Church, do we lack people? So we have people. Hallelujah. And sincerely speaking, we don't even need too many people to start churches. To start one church, you need how many people at most? Two. Just two people. Enough. Barnabas and Saul went on the first missionary journey, and God used them mightily to start how many churches? Countless. So can you look at us this morning? If we be obedient to God, I'm telling you, the 45 churches we are owing, we can pay that debt this year. And we enter into 2019 with our neck free, not with a carryover. I wish we don't carry over. Busy. You know what they call busy? We don't carry busy into 2019. Look at your neighbor's face. See, you are looking wonderful. But you are in depth of. Hallelujah. I'm seeing some powerful edge here in church. Powerful edges that even the devil can run when he sees some of these edges. But we are going. Amen. Amen. The Lord will help us to pay our debt. D, some are saying we may be attacked by the devil. That's why they don't want to go out on church planting. Excuse me. Even at home, if the devil wants to attack you, will he not attack? What is his ministry? The Bible says he's moving out to and fro, looking for whom to devour. So, if the enemy is going to attack, he can attack anywhere. The people may be hostile. Pastor, let's not go there. People may be hostile. People may be hostile. The people you think that are very hostile, if God will really help you discover that God has gone ahead of you. While I was doing my youth service in the then Cross River State, we had a story about a place called Ugep. If somebody's from Ugep here, don't be offended. They said, don't go to Ugepo. If you go to Ugep, they will kill you and they will eat you. So every time as a copper, if you had to travel through Ugep, we travel with the speed of light. Nothing must happen to you. Unfortunately for me, I served full-time with the Coppers Fellowship. I used to drive the Coppers bus. And we are going on a crusade, rural rugged. Our Kumbi bus decided to break down. Of all places to break down, it was in the heart of Ugep. And it was not in the morning, not in the afternoon. It was towards evening. So all of us in the bus said, it is finished. While we are there, I'm telling you, fear gripped our heart because of what we have heard. While we are there wondering what to do, a young man just came by and said, you people are Christians. I said, yes. He said, he himself was not a Christian, no. He said, I knew a Christian in this town that can help you solve your problem. And he took us to a man that we never knew before. That man asked us, about 10 of us, give us accommodation, give us food. We ate dinner, we ate breakfast. Before we woke up in the morning, he has brought a mechanic who fixed the box in the same place they told us that they normally do what? Unfounded fears have made many people not to do the will of God. We may be attacked by the devil. The people may be hostile. If God is in the business, he will even close the mouth of the lions. Hallelujah. This is raining season. Pastor, let's leave the church planting until the dry season. God gives rain and he can hold the rain back. But God moves in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. We had to start some churches in a Chehom mission field some years back. And we prayed, we fasted, we did all the binding, all the loosing, all the casting. And we divided ourselves into groups, like I said. Everybody go to your location, plan the church, and come back with result. God made sure that we left Port Harcourt so that we not change our mind. We got midway and the sky grew black. Before we knew it, rain started and it was very, very heavy. You could see the faces of the brethren in the vehicle. But we prayed now, God, why are you doing this to us? That you are allowing rain to fall on the day we are to go and do your work. But see, God is God and will always be God. God purposely brought the rain to help our mission. We forgot that the people that we're going to preach to, they were predominantly farmers. If we had gotten to the community around that 4 p.m., 5 p.m., nobody would be in the village. They would still be on the farm. So God brought the rain, and it was the rain that drove everybody from the farm back to the community. So as we arrive in the community, you see a lot of them just sitting in the front of their houses because they came back too early from farm and nothing to do. That gave us opportunity to preach the gospel, you know, to them, and we won so many souls to the kingdom of God. So I've come to learn and I've come to agree with scripture when it says in all things, God works together for the good of those who love him. God used that rain to help us, and we achieved his purpose. It is too far. That's another thing that people say. White church planting should not be done. And what's the distance between heaven and earth? How many kilometers? Or what's the dimension? If you have to measure it. And Jesus came, isn't it? It wasn't too far for him to come here. But it's too far for us to go anywhere on the earth. There should be no place that's too far for us to go. Our church is not yet organized. Where is it written that a church that is not organized cannot plant a church? It's not in the Bible. It's only a denominational requirement. But it's not correct. We have a church in Abuja. The pastor has been here at least about twice now to preach here. And before we organized that church in Abuja, on their own, they planted at least three churches that are also vibrant and doing wonderfully well. So all the things we say, they do not come from scripture. We are still building. When you bring up the idea of planting churches, in some congregation, they will tell you, we are still building. Let's finish what? Our building project. And once we finish our building project, we will move into what? Aggressive church planting. Excuse me. When we are doing this construction, did we not say that? I think we said something like that. So now we are not building. So what will be our what? Let me tell your neighbor, we are finished building. Whatever we're going to build on number 7, God will teach us how to do it, but it must not colorate the vision for church planting. Are you hearing me? You see, I've tested this principle and there's not anybody want to say to me that will convince me otherwise. New Life planted more than 14 churches while we are putting up our building. So building project must not stop church planting project. Because when you get to heaven, God will not give you a word for building structures, but rather for building the flock, not block. Praise the Lord. Finally, you say, it's not my calling. That's what some of our pastors will tell you. Say, church planting is not my calling. Whenever I hear a pastor saying church planting is not his calling, then you know that he's not speaking, you know, the right thing. Every pastor must lead the local church to reproduce herself. Amen. 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 So what are we saying? What are our reasons why we cannot plant churches? Philippians 4:13, what does it say? What is in Philippians 4:13 without the media helping us? I can do how many things? So we can plant how many churches this year? We can plant minimum 10 churches this year. Through who? Through Christ that strengthens us. What of Philippians 4:19? What is there? But my God shall do what? Supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You can single-handedly plant a church. You can decide to fund planting of one church. With 1 million, with 2 million, 10 million, depending on the location, you can plant a church. You can give your property you are not using to start a church, lease it to the church. All of us can be actively involved. And I trust that you'll be involved. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.